The Journalists Union says it's lost faith in the Federal Police after it admitted one of its officers illegally searched a reporter's phone records. The AFP was investigating the leaking of sensitive information to an unnamed reporter earlier this year when the officer accessed phone records without a warrant. It says any data obtained has now been destroyed and the Commonwealth Ombudsman is investigating. But it's prompted calls for tighter laws regulating the ability of security agencies to access metadata. Mike Edwards reports.
The Australian Federal Police is blaming human error for the breach, which occurred during an investigation into a leak from inside the organisation. The Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance describes it as appalling.
It's breathtaking, the admission from the AFP.
Paul Murphy is the head of the MEAA, and he says the breach confirms his worst fears about security agencies collecting metadata.
There is absolutely no respect for the public interest. Whistleblowers coming forward, in investigative journalists being able to do their work, there is no respect for the journalists' essential need to protect their confidential sources in this system. The AFP itself did not even know it had to go through the process of a journalist information warrant application. It's just beyond belief.
The AFP reported the breach to the Commonwealth Ombudsman earlier this week. Commissioner Andrew Colvin says the material was destroyed once the breach was confirmed, and procedures to comply with laws have since been strengthened. He says the public should have full confidence in metadata laws. But Paul Murphy isn't convinced.
The Parliament needs to revisit this legislation. It was cloaked in national security, but all the instances we've seen of the AFP seeking to access journalist metadata have nothing to do with national security. They only have something to do with stories that embarrass the government and an attempt to track down whistleblowers.
In 2015, the Abbott government, with the support of the opposition, passed laws making it harder for security agencies to access journalists' communication records. On Late Line, Government Minister Arthur Synodinos backed the AFP's handling of the situation.
I think we can take some comfort from the fact that someone like Commissioner Colvin is prepared to come out there and make a clean breast of what's happened. To the extent that this feeds into issues around how that sort of data is protected and all the rest of it, well then obviously that's something that can be looked at in due course. But let's get the full facts on the table.
Labor's Anthony Albanese wants a full investigation into what happened.
What's very clear is that this is precisely the concern that many people have about the retention of metadata, and that metadata should be retained only on the basis of the strict protections that were put in place. It appears there's been a breach of that, so there clearly needs to be a response.
The Greens say the breach illustrates the flaws in the metadata laws. Greens Deputy Senator Scott Ludlam says Parliament must act swiftly and change the laws so it never happens again.
Michael Edwards reporting.